News brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa news, construction on a two-story community center in the Montgomery County community of Stanton is set to begin soon. According to the Omaha World-Herald, work on the Viking Center in Stanton will begin on or about April 1st. A nonprofit group, Stanton Friends, has raised $3.2 million through donations to help pay for the community center, which is expected to open in December of this year. The facility, in a town of about 700 people, will feature a public library, a preschool, multipurpose and community room with a kitchen, a health and wellness area, gymnasium, and storm shelter. The idea for the 25,350-square-foot Viking Center was formed during a community meeting back in 2007. The following year, residents in the area formed the nonprofit Stanton Friends Group to take the lead on bringing the concept to reality. Officials say more than 400 people, businesses, and foundations donated to the fundraising campaign for the multipurpose building or multifunction building. Donations are still being accepted to develop the structure's interior, purchase some gym equipment, and furnish the library. News time is 7:08.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. A Messina man's plans for an indoor shooting range along with a gun sales and service shop near Messina have cleared yet another hurdle. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved the first of two readings on an amended county zoning ordinance that would allow such businesses to exist anywhere in the county. Prior to the supervisors' unanimous vote to approve the amendment, Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen updated the board on the matter during a public hearing.
Kevin McConn approached me about the first part of the year about opening up a gun sales and service and an indoor shooting facility, what it would take to have that in the county. There is nothing listed in the zoning manual right now as far as gun sales or gun repair or an indoor shooting facility, so we wanted to update the zoning manual. We had a hearing on January 24th with the zoning board, and Kevin let us know that the EPA has guidelines as far as the lead level in the building he has to follow. There's OSHA guidelines as far as safety for the building, so we didn't feel we needed any guidelines for this type of facility.
McCunn said the range would feature six indoor shooting alleys with a mechanical target setting and retrieval. The next step was to determine whether the business should fall under the classification of business or light industrial district. And they came to the conclusion, the zoning commission that is, that it should be included in a business district. Also under business, the commission determined the indoor shooting facility could be included under a section entitled recreational or amusement activities such as bowling alleys, miniature golf courses, a driving range, skating rinks, and dance halls.
And then also at the end of the permitted principal uses, we'd have item 17, gun sales, gunsmithing, and repair, a new item there to cover the gun sales.
The change means business owners can locate a separate open shooting range and or a gun sales and repair shop in a rural area of the county, so long as the land is zoned as business or light industrial. Hansen says business uses can be included in light industrial districts as well. Prior to the board's vote yesterday, they heard comments from the public, all of whom were in favor of the amendment and indoor shooting range. Among those who spoke was Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes and Atlantic City Councilman Steve Livengood, both of whom said gun enthusiasts in the area really have nowhere to go close by to practice shooting.
With the recent closing of Iranistan, there's really no place to do public shooting, and I think it would be great if we had a place to shoot.
There is no facility really for folks to practice target shoot, just even for recreational purposes. You have to go to Omaha or even Des Moines, and that's quite a distance. You would think somebody in a rural area like us would, with the positive attitude that the Iowans have toward firearms, a place to safely do that would be a great place for it. Be right in the middle of everything.
The next public hearing and vote on the amended ordinance takes place during the supervisors' board meeting on February 20th. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements, John B. Rasmussen, age 71 of Winterset, died Monday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for John Rasmussen will be this morning at 9 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adel. The McCauley Funeral Home of Adel has the arrangements. Martha Vetter, age 100 of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Martha Vetter will be today at 11:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Leonard Joseph Mike, age 56 of Audubon, died Monday at his home in rural Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Mike will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Sweeney, age 92 of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bernice Sweeney will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Elaine Kenty, age 94 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Elaine Kenty will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Sheila Ann Hopp, age 68 of Harlan, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Sheila Hopp will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Catherine Johnson, age 72 of Fontenelle, died December 19th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Catherine Johnson will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. A luncheon will follow the service at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Joyce McConnelly, age 86 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Joyce McConnelly will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Michael P. Dennis, age 65 of Atlantic, died today at the Exira Care Center. Services for Michael Dennis are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.